Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Crossfire.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's the Morning Crossfire 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Our conversation for this morning has a lot to do with the judiciary. Now, you learned in government, in school, that there are three arms of government: the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. The legislative, those are your lawmakers. Those are the chambers, the upper and the lower, the red and the green. And these chambers exist at federal and state levels. Reps elected by you, there to represent you, to speak for you, to propose bills that eventually become laws for your very best interests. And there have been a lot of complaints about lawmakers. They earn too much, the allowances, they don't represent us, they don't speak, they do this, they do that. Oh well. Now let's go to the executive. Those are your leaders, your president, your governor, your local government chairman. Of course, not everybody will agree with the plans and policies of a candidate who eventually becomes an elected official. Some people will say, oh, the policies of the president are this and that. So many presidents are unpopular. The only arm left that is supposed to still be in the very best interest of people is the judiciary. That's the legal arm. A popular quote states that the court is the hope of the common man. Now, it seems people also do not trust the judiciary. And my big question is this an outright loss of confidence in the entire government? Because these are the three arms of government. When you talk about government, you're talking about people in these sectors. So if you don't trust the legislature, you don't trust the executive, and now I'm beginning to hear that you do not trust the judiciary, who do you trust? Well, recently, that means not too long ago, perturbed by the spate of conflicting judgments emanating from the judiciary, the federal government on Tuesday pledged to embark on a holistic reform of the justice system in the country. The Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Prince Lateef Fagbemi-san, made the disclosure after he flagged off a two-day meeting of the body of attorney generals in Abuja. Though Fagbemi-san acknowledged that complaints amounting over a recent court judgment, he, however, dismissed the insinuation that public confidence in the judiciary is at an all-time low. So we're looking at a loss of faith in the courts, the verdict of election tribunals at different levels, which a lot of people find controversial, the appeal court judgment in Kano, which raised a lot of questions, corruption cases of countless political office holders swept under the rug if they defect to a majority party. Sometimes you even hear politicians boldly say, well, come over to this party and all your sins are forgiven. What sins are we talking about? Allegations of corruption, misappropriation of funds, cases that state that an official has taken money that doesn't belong to them. And then you hear, oh, come to this party and we'll forgive your sins. So the people are asking, what exactly does the court exist for? So this morning we'll be talking about reforms in the judicial sector. Are there need for reforms? Have you lost faith in the system? And if this must happen, what would these reforms look like? As expected, as you can imagine, my guest is a legal practitioner. His name is Barrister Eugene Ode. Good morning, Barrister Ode.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, listeners.
How you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, too.
All right. So is the judiciary, are the courts, in your opinion, and as a practitioner, still the hope of the common man?
Of course, sure.
So that is
the worst judiciary is better than none.
Okay, hold on. That's the politically correct answer.
No. But still remains the last hope of the common man.
Let's imagine that I meet Barrister Ode or Mr. Ode on the street and say, hey, Alpha, you still believe, say, court the wrong things. What would your answer
we
be?
We still have judgments that are helping people solve their problems in their families, in their businesses, and all that. I'm still in practice.
Okay.
And I've been able to secure judgments in favor of my clients positively. And I've been able to resolve conflicts that ordinarily would have caused very terrible setbacks for the people involved. So, like I said, no matter how you feel about the judiciary, the worst judiciary is better than none.
Do you agree that public confidence in the judiciary is low?
Well, it's relative. Let me just throw something that will make people laugh a little bit.
Okay.
You know, justice is a two-sided coin.
Okay.
You know, so you will hear some people sing as if they pain them. You go, they sweet us on a lighter, that's on a lighter note. So while others are complaining that maybe the judgment is not in their favor, of course, flowing from that same reasoning, there are other people who are saying this is the best judgment that has happened since the invention of rice and stew. You understand? So it's a two-sided thing. But of course, justice exists for one singular reason: to create a balance and to ensure that the society remains intact, to ensure that we don't find ourselves in a chaotic situation. You know, the judiciary, I keep telling people, I say this thing dates back even right from the foundation of the world. The judiciary has always been playing. God was the first judge. He was the first advocate. When he created the world, he made laws. And when those laws were flouted, there was a judgment. There was a hearing when he sought to hear from Adam and Eve what they had done. That was like a court session. And at the end of the day, he wasn't convinced, all right? He passed a judgment. And that judgment is what has kept the world where it is today, because Adam and Eve received a fair judgment of the consequences of their actions, and they were banished from Eden. So, and of course, you know, there were other matters that came, the killing of the first mother that was recorded, Cain and Abel. It went through judicial process. There was hearing. God asked questions. There was cross-examination. What happened? And all parties involved had opportunity of defending themselves. At the end of the day, a verdict was passed by the chief judge, then God himself. And of course, it continued like that. Of course, you know that society has evolved over time. And as society has evolved, man has also evolved.
That's right.
Crime has evolved. Okay, so, and you know, the worst thing that God created was human being. Of all the things that God created, the human being is the most dangerous thing that God put on this planet. I'm telling you the truth. The only creature that God has put on this earth that can end the existence of all creation is the human being. It is not sharks. It's not the fishes or the birds that have created the nuclear missiles and atomic weapons. Of course, you know, we live in a world where we just pray to God every day that the owners, those who running this system all over the world, don't wake up one day and say they want to deploy the arsenals and then go into a nuclear warfare. You know, if Russia decides to press one button somewhere, it can sink the whole of Africa. If America decides to press one button one day, the whole of Europe can go down.
I think you underestimate us. We can press a button here in Nigeria as well.
I'm saying this across board.
And you'll be shocked, yeah.
I'm telling you how dangerous human beings are.
I get the point.
If you remove laws, if you remove it, what is holding us together now is because of the existence of laws. We have international laws, we have international treaties that have been able to create boundaries and been able to regulate the activities of mankind. Because if you allow man to himself, he's dangerous. You remember, you know, we're talking about, you know, some of those things we used to hear in the history class dating back. Say, man existed in the state of nature. And in that state of nature, man is brutish, life is brutish and very violent. And so there's a need for these laws. And who is the person saddled with responsibility of interpreting these laws, both the natural laws and the laws, the ones made by man? It is the judiciary. So if no matter how you feel about the judiciary, we still need the judiciary for balance in everything that we do.
You are stating the need the perspective of a judiciary.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. That a judiciary is important. And in every society where there should be order, laws are required.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to find out what's on the opposite side.
Exactly.
Chaos. But I'm speaking to the realities of a dysfunctional judiciary, which is what a lot of people in Nigeria, and this goes way beyond my words, opinions of, you know, some people even in your sector have said something is not right with our judiciary.
I agree. There's no perfect situation all over the world. What we have in Nigeria, we also have it in the, you remember the last election in America that also went to the judicial, went through judicial process. We saw the outcome at the end of the day. Those who lost out were not satisfied with the way the judiciary handled the entire thing. So it's the same thing all over the world. There's no perfect situation. But of course, in Nigeria, you cannot underscore, you cannot overstate the need for us to begin to look inwardly and see how to reform our judiciary. That's because our constitution left so many things, you know, just left a lot of things hanging. All right. There's need for us to revisit this constitution, because if you want to solve this problem, I agree with the AG, there's need for judicial reform. And it's been a topic that has been discussed several times in our national bar conferences. You know, as far as I know, this topic comes up almost every year, the need for a holistic judicial reform. We've had several attempts in the past, but we still were unable to achieve it the way, in a way that will seemingly give us, you know, that satisfaction that we actually, because there's something you expect to see from the judiciary. When you don't see those things, you begin to, that's where this feeling of lack of faith begins to creep in. You understand me? You want to be sure that when you take your problems to the judiciary, you come out with a solution that is fair and just and desirable. Okay? You don't go and then you begin to think, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to, you don't have that certainty, you don't have that trust, you don't have that faith that you will get justice and that the justice that you get will be manifestly seen to be done the way it ought to be done in line with the books and the spirit and the letters of the law. You know, you begin to consider, maybe I'm not connected, I don't have the money to push, I may not enjoy the favor of the judicial officer who is there because maybe the person is not loyal to, maybe we are not in the same class or we are not in the same category. It's not supposed to be like that. If you look at the symbol of equity, it is a blind lady with the sword and with the scale. You know, the essence of that symbol is to say there's equality before the law. You don't need to know the judge to enjoy justice. You don't need to be affiliated to anybody within the system to be able to access justice. That is how it was meant to be. Now, if you're now coming into the hallowed temple of justice with a mindset that I need to know the judge to enjoy favors from him, then it defeats the whole essence of approaching the justice system to get justice. And now, and that underscores the reason why we have sat down and looked at the way the things are panning out. And indeed, we are concerned. Okay. All right. Just like every other Nigerian, we are concerned because some of these judgments have thrown more questions out there than answers. One begins to rationalize. You want to begin to think, is this a normal situation? If it's not a normal situation, obviously something may have influenced it. And that thing that may have influenced it, anybody can imagine the worst.
All right, Bessa Ode, we have a break coming up. After the break, we'll be talking about what reforms should look like. If we're talking about reforming the judiciary, what exactly is required? Also, there are certain things that certain governors have done to certain judges. What exactly is the position of the judiciary as regards those gestures? All of this and more after the break. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. My guest, Barrister Eugene Ode, is still right here with me. Good morning, Barrister Ode.
Good morning once again.
I was here talking about reforms in the judicial sector. The English dictionary defines reforms as making changes in order to improve something. Lots of calls have been made for the judiciary to be reformed, including by players in the judicial sector. So we're asking important questions this morning. What is wrong with our judiciary? Have you lost confidence in that sector? And what kind of reforms do we require? Now, Barrister Ode, if we're talking about reforms, which you have agreed is necessary, what should that look or sound like?
First and foremost, the judiciary is an establishment, created by our laws, particularly the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Okay.
The three arms, of course, you know that of the three arms, it's only the judicature that trains her own personnel from the university through the law school.
Yeah.
And from the point where the student graduates and is called into the Nigerian bar, he becomes a member of the judicature. At that point, when you're called to the bar, it's like you've been sworn into the parliament. You may grow and become a judge eventually, or you may just remain in your private practice.
And make money.
So it's a very unique aspect, and this arm of government is the one that is saddled with the responsibility of holding the balance for both the legislature and the executive. Of course, you don't need any special training to be a member of the executive arm and a member of the legislature. So to that extent, we expect that the judiciary should enjoy some form of independence. All right.
Okay.
In fact, not just some form of independence. The independence of the judiciary should be guaranteed by the Constitution. And the problems we, some of us, have identified with the judiciary is the process of appointment of judges.
Okay.
The control and the remuneration of judges. When you don't allow the judiciary to have financial independence, you don't also allow the judiciary to function independently, you allow the politicians to meddle in the internal affairs of the judiciary by law, you leave room for all kinds of political influences. That is the reason why I'm saying that the best reform you can give the judiciary is to guarantee their independence, ostracize them completely from influences by the politicians. You don't have to be a politician to be a member of the judiciary. In fact, you must not. As a matter of fact, if you're a member of a political party, it affects your position as a judge. All right? As a judge, you're not supposed to be a card-carrying member of any political party. So judges are not politicians. So if the law has stated it like that, then why do you allow politicians to act any or to play any role in the emergence of course? There is corruption. Corruption has crept into the judiciary. Our society, Nigeria, as we know, in the corruption index ranks very, very high. And these judges are a product of this same Nigeria that we're talking about. Our judges are a reflection of our society. So to insulate them from this cancer that is ravaging her country, the best thing to do is to shield them from from this overbearing influences of politicians.
Let's talk about that influence for a bit. The former governor of this state, who's currently the FCT minister, was known for, and this is me expressing it in the best way possible, funding the lifestyle of judges. There were lots of, you know, gifts. They were giving cars. They were giving houses. People spoke about how this could affect the dispensation of...
Exactly. And that's why we're saying that if we want a holistic reform, the first thing to do is to amend our constitution. We must remove the hands of politicians in the management, in the organization of the judicature. All right. For instance, in Nigeria, the way the constitution is today, it is the governor in a state who appoints a judge. The governor plays a role in the emergence of the chief judge, either in the acting capacity or in the substantive capacity. The governor has a role to play. And now, of course, you know, he who pays the piper dictates the tune.
Definitely.
And of course, also in their payment and remuneration, which of course the former governor took advantage of. The governor plays a vital role. Of course, you know, their money, even though he said it initially when he took office, that he's going to grant financial autonomy and that their funds were going to be based on first line charge. He said that. But in practice, we know that even though he says it's on first line charge, he still has a role to play because the budget goes through plenary. It goes through the state assembly and it must be assented to by the governor. You understand? All these are subtle influences that the judiciary is exposed to.
All right.
And of course, if the governor appoints me as a judge and and the governor has an interest in a matter and I know that he's the one who pays me, as a human being...
No, live as a human being.
I will behave as a human being that I am.
What are you trying to say, Barrister?
I'm just telling you the way this... That's all I'm saying.
Let's have your record. So if you're appointed, you say you will do what?
I'm just telling you that because of the way the laws have been crafted, because of the way the laws have been crafted and have put the judiciary under the beck and call of the executive,
yeah,
you understand, these judges are now laboring under very severe influences, all right, which is beyond their powers. If I appoint you as a judge and I have an interest in the matter that you're handling and you insist you're going to do the right thing, you understand? I have that power to also remove you if I want to remove you.
Yeah, the system
And that is where we have this problems. Look, the truth is that we are aware. Even the judges themselves know. That is why we have the NJC. The NJC was established for purposes of sanctioning and disciplining and controlling, you know, the judges. You understand? And of indeed, some judges have been found wanting in the past. Some have been thrown out. Of course, you know, the immediate past chief judge of the Federation and the one before him, you know, the circumstances that surrounded their exit. You know that it was shrouded in quotes, corruption allegations and all that.
We have to take a call shortly. Does the Judicial Council live above influence?
Like I said, the foundation is the Constitution. The foundation of the problem is the Constitution.
Okay.
The Chief Judge of the Federation, who is actually supposed to be the head of the NJC, was caught in corruption allegation.
Oh my.
So they are not insulated. And like I said, the foundation of all this is because of the way the Constitution is crafted.
Okay, so it's time to hear your voice. I'm certain you have a question or two. 0817-923-0002. My question is simple. I do not want to preempt, but I have a strong feeling I might know your answer. Do you have confidence in the judiciary? It's very simple. Raisode believes, like many before him, that there are need for reforms. The everyday common man, as we're called, also have shared their opinion. But he began by saying that a judiciary is always important, and regardless of the verdict, the outcome, somebody will be hurt. So let's know if that somebody is you. Do you have confidence in the judiciary? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can watch as you listen. More importantly, you can drop your thoughts on those platforms. Please turn off your radio as you call. Victor calls from Owerri. Good morning, Victor.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and good morning to your guest in the studio here.
Good morning.
Yeah, please, I want to correct one impression. If one of your guests in the studio said that there's no perfect system anywhere in the world, I stand to be corrected because this mentality or this mindset of there's no perfect institution is where we are to go. You know, the sense is that it's a result of this impression that we have that cannot able to hold our leaders accountable for wrongdoings. If you look in the United States of America, the kind of system they practice, the progress to copy from them, that everything there is perfect, it's working well. That is why that even their police officer can go out on the road and start.
No, hold on, Victor. I'm sorry. I'll have to disagree with you. there are countless cases from the U.S. and honestly, I'm kind of disappointed that you use the U.S. as the example.
I can give
you right now, without looking at a book or checking a computer, many things that happen and still happen.
Even judges have been arrested, prosecuted in America and sent to prison for corruption allegations.
So if that's the example you want to give, I can tell you it's not working.
Hold on. If you are not talking about judges that have been arrested, in our own case, the scenario here is different. You can see what is playing out. When election is being conducted, and at the end of the day, nothing comes out of it because the judges have been hijacked by the federal government. Look at the case of it. If anytime they have any issues over election results, they always go to court. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what do you get?
All right,
so
Victor.
For me, the system has been hijacked. And talking about reform, I don't see that coming. We need stronger institutions to be able to move into the problems we are having in this country. Whether we do have a constitution to be reformed, because what we are doing is military constitutions.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, I get the point you're making. There are better working systems. That's a given. We can't take that away.
They're better. Well, you say they are perfect.
For a system to be perfect, it means it cannot be improved upon.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you for sharing that, Victor. Chima calls from Jerry. Good morning, Chima.
Good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning.
Yes, greeting to your guest. And Sam, we cannot emphasize the importance of this very important. And you ask the question if we have hope on them. For me, slightly, you know, considering the conflicting judgment emanating from, especially that has to do with Nigerian judiciary.
Chima, can you turn off your radio, please?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, but I'd like to hear you once.
Yeah, can you hear me, son?
Yes. Please go ahead.
So, what I'm saying is, talk about U.S. I think what is happening in this country, it cannot be even compared to U.S., right? Because in that election that brought Joe Biden, we heard there was a pressure on judiciary. You understand? But they never succumbed to it. Right? They stood their ground. So if we have something like that in this country, I think that will be different.
Okay.
And your guest equally outlined what the statue represents. Can we really say that statue is not seeing some certain individual because it was not supposed to see anybody as what it is supposed to represent? Is it not seeing some individual in Nigeria, which means judiciary is a group of a highest bidder? You understand? It has remained like that. Because judiciary has caused a lot of problems. Now, let's take out finally. In Rivers City, something happened.
Yeah.
A judge that gave judgment, that gave perpetual injunction to a former governor, was actually indicted for corruption. And that judgment has caused problems in Rivers City, whereby most of us does not have access to accountability in Rivers City.
All right, Chima, thank you. I must move on now. David calls from Yenagoa. Good morning, David.
Sam, greetings to you from the city of Yenagoa.
Please go ahead. Good morning.
Very quickly, to answer your question, do I have hope in the judiciary? My answer is in the affirmative. yes, I have hope in the judiciary.
All right.
Not minding the rulings or judgment that comes out from the couple of justice. For some, a lot of people who want to criticize the judgment did not even for one day attend the hearing of the matter.
Okay.
So they just take position on public opinion or what they hear. So for me, completely, I will not say decisions that are coming out from the court are abnormal, in my humble opinion.
All right.
You need to look at the judgment, study it critically. For some, it's on matter of law. For some, there are orders that are given, which the same parties have failed to obey such orders. But they will not bring it up. What they present before the public is what will attract public sympathy.
Well, thank you very much, David. I wish I had made better use of time. We're literally out of it. But, Barrister Ude, you've heard what the people have said. I mean, David is literally endangered. He's the only one who has said he has faith in the system. Most people say they do not. Some comments here on WhatsApp are talking about, you know, conflicting judgments from different courts and all of that. So do you think that we are going to see these reforms? I mean, this is coming from the AGF anytime soon.
Well, let's just, for now, exercise faith in what the AGF is initiating.
That's yeah, really good answer.
I'm just saying, because it's something that we all desire.
Okay.
The AGF is a product of this same system.
Mm.
And we are, like I told you, this justice reform has been a topic that we've had almost in every of our bar conferences in Nigeria, and the judges all agree, everybody agrees that there's a need for reforms.
We're officially out of time, so at this point we are at the mercy of hope. Let's hope. Thank you, Barrister Ude, for your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is as far as we can go. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Crossfire.